The light of God is shining again, dispelling the darkness in the hearts of men, turning their night season into their morning, converting their wilderness places into blossoming gardens, and their arid lawns into gushing brooks of living waters. This is the day of the manifestation of the sons of the living God. And for this cause, the Lord is pouring out His mighty Spirit upon all flesh, causing them to see dreams and visions, and give them a crystal clear understanding of the mystery of the ages, which is the Christ in you. This recording is a message from Trevor Igaga, an anointed servant of God, called to preach the sacred mystery of Christ and to unveil His glorious realm of unconditional love and bliss before all men. As you embrace this message from on high, receive hundredfold restoration of everything that the caterpillar and the canker worm have devoured in your precious life. Let your health speed forth speedily, and the joy of your salvation overflow like great torrents of water. For more free messages, do visit our website at www.sunrayministry.org or contact us on info@sunrayministry.org. May the God of peace and love keep you.
Hallelujah. Father, blessed be your name. Come and speak to your people. Thunder in the hearts of your people. Let your lightning go forth to illumine the hearts of your people. Thank you, Father, for the light of life. Blessed be your name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You know that we are actually a holy nation. We are perfect and holy in the sight of God. Perfect without spot, without guile. And this is exactly what we are before the face of God. Praise God. But every man must rediscover this thing. Every man must get to know this thing for himself. Your salvation is about rediscovering your perfect self, your holy self. Praise God. Every man upon the face of the earth is made holy. Holiness is not, you know, what we have taught it to be in times past. Holiness is not our dress code or whatever concept that religion has imposed on us in the past. Holiness is consecrated. It means we are consecrated unto that name. We are actually generated to live by the name of the Lord. That means we are holy unto the name of the Lord. It's that we are the Lord's. Praise God. Hallelujah. And like I said, our salvation, which is more like our peace, our rest, our glory, our satisfaction, everything we ever need, is to rediscover our holy self. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is why Angel Michael is standing in our midst today. You know, the great prince is already arisen in our midst, is arisen in our hearts, and is fighting a battle in our lives today. Praise God. And He fights this battle by simply speaking the truth. You know? Praise God. In Michael, in our midst, they are talking of the rise of the Spirit of God ministering to the saints in this hour. And he fights in righteousness. Praise God. When John saw him in Apocalypse coming out of the sky, riding on a white horse. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You notice that he had a sword. That sword is the word with which he wages war righteously. And the word of the Lord is simply in speaking truth. Truth. Speaking truth. And truth will only set you free, because the truth will simply cause you to know yourself once more the way you are known of God. Praise God. All the complexities of Satan, the lies of Satan, is to deceive you into thinking that you are a mere mortal, a sinner, inglorious, far away from God. See, but all these are lies of the devil. Praise God. All these are lies of the devil. God has never seen you as mortal. God has never seen you as a sinner. God has never seen you as imperfect. God is not after you to get you. See, but God sees in you my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. You just have to awaken to this reality. You just have to listen more and more to the echo, to the voice of the great prince in this hour as he shouts out, speaking the words of truth. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. In the famous verses in Thessalonians, where he speaks about the shout of the archangel. The archangel is not just one man with wings somewhere in the sky. He's not a man with wings, you know, at some part of the galaxy that will come out from there to start shouting. It's the Christ. It's the trumpet. Is the voice announcing to you today hidden things that have been hidden since you descended into this life that you live as a mere mortal. It's awakening you to righteousness with that great shout. That shout is saying, come forth, Lazarus, come forth from the grave of ignorance. God, come forth from darkness, from your bondages, from your limitations in the flesh. Of course, you know, when Lazarus came out, he was bound with chains, with cloth, and all that. His face was covered. He was gagged up. You know, like the mummies, you know, the mummies, Egyptian mummies. They used to be, you know, bandaged all around them with these big bandages here and there to preserve them. That's how it is when a man is deceived by Satan. You are bound up, gagged up, and cast into outer darkness. But the voice of the archangel, the shout is going forth. Prince Michael is standing in the midst. Prince Michael is the same archangel, is the same. They are all interchangeable. This is Christ, this is Angel Michael. This is, you see, when you enter into the spirit realm, there is only Christ. If you see an angel, you are seeing Christ. If you see one who appears as the Son of God, you are seeing Christ. If you see a messenger, you are seeing Christ. If you see a tree of life, you are seeing Christ. In the realm of the spirit, there is just one, and that is Christ, and Christ is God. Now, our eyes have to be open more and more daily to this reality. See, not knowing things according to the flesh, identifying things according to the flesh or whatever. Praise God, because there is only one. Hallelujah. So there is this voice, and we have to hearken, fellowship with this voice. A great trumpet telling you to get up, thou that sleeps in the dust. Get up, shake yourself out of that mortal living, and get back into your perfect, glorious self, who is holy, without guile, perfect, without spot. Praise God. Fellowship with that voice. Keep yourself in that voice. Keep yourself in remembrance. Oh, hallelujah. You know, the children of Israel, while they were to be gathered to God upon Mount Sinai, their first meeting with the Lord, remember, in the book of Exodus, there was this trumpet that was sounding for 3 days, and the trumpet kept on going louder and louder and louder. And the children of Israel had to prepare themselves to meet with the Lord on the third day. And while they prepared themselves, there was a trumpet sounding, washing their clothes, cleansing themselves with water, you know, and making sure that they were purified outwardly before they could approach the Lord's presence upon Mount Sinai. And of course, no beast, you know what they call a beast? No beast, no animal was allowed to go near that mountain. Otherwise, it was to be stoned and destroyed. Praise God, all these are prophetic. That trumpet that was sounding for 3 days and kept on going louder and louder until the third day, when God came down with a cloud to meet with the Israelites, that is the same voice that we just spoke about, the same voice calling men to return back to their true perfect states. Return back to yourself. Your righteousness, rediscovering your righteous self, is your salvation. You are perfect, you are without guile. You are the image and the likeness and glory of God. You are holy. No matter how much you've entangled yourself in the mud, no matter your entanglements, be it complicated entanglements, whatever you think you've done as a sinner, or whatever you think you feel that you can't be forgiven, it's all in your mind. You are already forgiven. You are already perfect. It's all in your mind. Praise God. When Adam laments, I'm naked. I'm naked. I ran away from you. I'm naked. You know, that is the mentality of the man of this age. He feels naked. When you feel you are naked, it means you feel you are unholy, you are imperfect. See it? Praise God. And you know, you are not worthy of the glory of God. And most people are shrinking away from the presence of God, shrinking away from the realm of God. And when you do that, you're actually shrinking away from your glory, from your peace, from your joy, from your power, from your fulfillment. See, and the voice is saying, who told you are naked? You can see that it's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. Praise God. That's why we must sit down, be still, and hear that voice. Praise God. I go back to that example of the children of Israel. See that what happens is that they cleanse themselves as they heard the voice. They cleanse themselves as they heard the trumpet. They wash their clothes. Oh, praise God. Cleanse themselves as they heard the sound of the trumpet, which is the voice of the Lord. As you hear the voice today, you are actually admonished to put on Christ consciousness. Putting on Christ consciousness is more like walking in the truth. working in reality. It's not about being religious. Your acts of religion cannot take you into God's kingdom. Don't trouble yourself thinking that you can do works, you can do revivals, you can convert people, you can do this and do that. Don't trouble yourself in this area. What first you must do is to know this thing for yourself. Rediscover yourself. Jesus Christ says, in your patience, rediscover yourself. Jesus Christ said this, in your patience. Praise God. In your patience, rediscover your souls. These were the words of the Jesus. That is, the soul has been trapped in the snare of the fowler. The soul of man, like a bird, has been trapped in a cage. See it? Do you think the bird likes to be in a cage? Limited? See it? Becoming an object of ridicule, people point at it, touch at it, and you know. That is how we are in our mortality when we live ignorant of our perfect holy selves. We are limited. We become slaves to corruption, slaves to things that are not. We live in shadows. And that is where you have the irritations, the bitterness, the battles. And all these things we see in the world today is because people are living as slaves to corruption. But it says, as you hear the trumpet, as you hear the voice from above, gently loosen your soul. You apply truth. Hear truth. It sets you free. See it. Praise God. It sets you free because you begin to know yourself. The message will educate you about your righteous self. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You are perfect, holy, without guile. Praise God. See it. The Lord is showing you your beginning and your end. Remember when John sees Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation, he sees actually a celestial's eye view of Jesus. And bear it in mind that the way he is the way we are. Never think in your mind for one moment that you are any different from the way Jesus is. Praise God. See, no matter what your entanglements are in this world, your predicament in this world as a man, it cannot change the truth. When Jesus appears to John in the book of Revelations, he says, I am the beginning and the end. The Alpha and the Omega, meaning the beginning and the end. Now, what does it mean, beginning and the end? You must understand that that is your true state from the beginning, your holy self from the beginning. And that is going to be your end, whether you like it or not. If you like, stay 1,000 years in hell. Somebody say, what do you mean hell? You're already in hell if you do not know your true identity as Christ, the image and the likeness of God. You're already in hell. Praise God, you deceive yourself when you listen to doctrine, say somebody, there's some kind of hell out there tomorrow. Lake of fire, Jesus will come and judge people and all that. Everything is happening already. Praise God. The Bible is living. The words you read in this Bible are living. Everything is happening right now. See it. People are already perishing in hell. And some people are already finding their way out of hell. Because they are hearing the voice of truth. Some people are being delivered right now out of the realm of corruptibility. where the worms don't die. That is mortality. The worms can only feed on flesh, on mortality, on things that are terrestrial. That is where the worm feeds. That's where corruption has a hold. Corruption cannot have a hold. Rather, the worms cannot feed on incorruption. The worms cannot feed on the light body of Christ. Praise God. That thing John saw in the book of Revelations. John was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And the Bible says that John turned around to see the one that spoke. He paused. He heard a voice first. Are you listening, brethren? John heard a voice. And the voice was as the sound of a trumpet. A loud trumpet. A majestic trumpet. Praise God. How many of us know that many people today are hearing that voice? But not many people are turning around to investigate. Now listen. John paused. And the Bible says he turned around to see the voice. How many people pause to listen and to see? Most people hear this voice. We've heard many people have come to these ministries. They've heard us preach. And many people just go their way. It doesn't bother them. They're not concerned. They carry on with their life. How many people hear this voice and stand still and turn around to see this voice? Praise God. It was because John turned around to see this voice. That is why the floodgates of visions were opened up to him to see the mystery of the ages to come in Christ. Praise God. Moses. You know, Moses made this same figure before the burning bush. The Bible says that Moses had to turn aside to go and investigate. And the Bible says that when the Lord saw that Moses got his attention, he now spoke. Praise God. Let us fellowship with this word. Hold on to these words of life. Hold on to eternal life. Don't be carried away with the things of this life. Don't be swept away with the cares of life and the worries and the cares for riches in this present age. Don't be carried away from it. With it, stand your ground and fellowship with this voice. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can see that it was because Moses turned around to investigate this burning bush. That is how he got interaction with the I Am. That same I Am that I am is the same I am the beginning, I am the end. It's the same spirit. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And you can see that Moses was transformed from that moment onward. Moses allegorically rediscovered his whole self. That is why you see in the Bible that Moses pulled his sandals to show a sign of consecration unto that name. From that day onwards, Moses will now live on behalf of the I Am that I Am. If Moses spoke, it was I Am. Praise God. How many of us know that we are the embodiment of the glory of God? Hallelujah. We are the ones who manifest the mystery of godliness before the ages. Hallelujah. When people see us, they see God. When people touch us, they touch God. When people hear us, they hear God. This is the high calling that we have. Hallelujah. Can we just turn around to hear this voice? Listen to this voice. As we listen to this voice, a great world is opened unto us. I receive messages from brethren all over this world. Over the years, praise God, they're coming in trickles. Hallelujah. Never think that God deals with crowds. trickles here, 1 year, 2 year, 2 day, 3 day from this part of this continent, different parts of the world. And they trickle in with testimonies of how God has opened a new world for them through this message. It's a great thing. Hallelujah. Amen. So, John the Apostle turned around to see the voice. You see this in the book of Revelation chapter 1. Praise God, I expect that you can just take some time out, open your Bible, dust your Bible, and read them. Be alone, patient. Just read them word by word. Be quiet, be still, meditate on these words, and God will speak to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And what God speaks, the mountains keep in your life. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. When God speaks, every high mountain is level in your life. Hallelujah. Every stronghold in your house that is not of the Lord is uprooted. As you hear the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. The voice of the Lord heals. It quickens you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Fellowship with His voice. Amen. So, you can see that as John turned around to hear this voice, his eyes were open to behold the true image of every man. The beginning and the end of every man. The Alpha and the Omega. That is your true self, your holy self. Clothed in white garments. A white garment, a light garment, linen garment. Glittering light. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Which came up to the foot, meaning that no sense of nakedness. He was completely covered. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is Christ consciousness. That is a consciousness that is completely enveloped in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. John speaks about the Son being in the bosom of the Father. See, this is the one who is completely enveloped in the knowledge of the Lord, as the water covers the seas. We are clothed in Christ consciousness. Now, this is the state of every man in truth. Praise God, hallelujah. This is the state that, you know, in which man deviated from in Adam. And man started to think that he's naked. And once you don't have that consciousness, you cannot actually experience the joy of the presence of the Lord. Sin consciousness. I'm a sinner. I'm not worthy. Praise God. With that sin consciousness, you cannot approach the presence of the Lord. You can't remain in the presence. You can't actually have access to the glory and the power that is rightfully yours. And what was the thing that stripped Adam or man of that garment, which I call consciousness? What is the thing? It's the deceit, the lie of the devil. What did the Father say? What did God tell Adam? Who deceived you? Did the devil deceive you? Praise God. Paul speaks about the deceitfulness of sin. Paul speaks about the deceitfulness of sin. I think in the book of Hebrews. Sin is deceitful. Praise God. Because it hides your true identity from you. It shields the reality of your true holy self from you. And causes you to grope in darkness. Going from here to here, pray for me, pray for me. Help me, help me. God is against me. God is after me. Things are not working well for me. What will I eat? What will I wear? Why? Because you lost Christ consciousness. You lost the light garment. The eyes of your understanding became dimmed. That's why it doesn't glow anymore like that of the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The eyes glowed like, you know, like flash of lightning, bright. The face shone as the sun. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Out of his mouth came out a double-edged sword. And his voice was like the voice of what? Many waters. He had a bronze, you know, shoe as if placed in a furnace. Have you seen when you put steel in fire, when it burns, you see how it becomes red? Eh? You see how it becomes red in fire? How it becomes, you know, glowing red. That's how his feet was. Praise God. God is revealing to us today our true selves. Oh, hallelujah. The more you interact with this voice, hear this voice, fellowship with this voice, align yourself with this voice, there is an awakening into this identity, into your true holy self, which is the Christ. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Never think that there's any salvation out there. Your salvation is not by somebody coming in the sky. Your salvation is not by, you know, some kind of event that will happen tomorrow. Your salvation is by knowing your true holy self, who is perfect and without guile. Your true holy self is not of this world. It's eternal. He has been before the mountains came forth, and he will always be from eternity to eternity. Your true holy self is the Christ in you. This is the beginning. This is the end. This is your true identity. You cannot run away from it. The more you run away from it, or the more you are absent from it, the more you suffer unnecessary hurt and pain for nothing. Praise God, hallelujah. The earlier you awaken to this reality and live by this reality, you discover your rest and your peace, your glory forever. Praise God. Those who rediscover their holy selves can never die. They live on from age to age. Because he alone has immortality and life. Praise God. When the Bible says that he has brought to light immortality and life, it is your holy self. The gospel has unveiled the mystery of the ages, which is the Christ in you. It has unveiled the one that is in you, perfect. A celestial being, a spiritual being. Hallelujah. Even though the mountains may pass, the nations might wax old, the things might change on the outer, I, my holy self, remains from eternity to eternity. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. My holy self. Rediscover myself. Walk in myself. In the reality of this holy self. Hallelujah. And as you walk in this reality, you walk united with the multitudes who walk in this identity. That is why when John saw it, he says that he had a voice, the sound of what? Many waters. Nations. These are nations, tongues, tribes, peoples, innumerable, all speaking and walking in that same holy identity. There is only one. If I walk in the name of the Lord, and the other brother there walks in the name of the Lord, then there's only one that is appearing. We all partake of that one identity. We all live by that one identity. We are all consecrated to that same cause. We are that one that is the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Your oneness can never come by holding hands in churches and, you know, doing all this kind of stuff. Your oneness cannot get there. It cannot get you there. That is not oneness. That oneness, you know, you hold each other, you hug each other. That is not true oneness. We're not trying to say we should be nasty to one another. Of course, we keep one another in love, respect one another, honor one another. But our oneness is actually in realizing our holy selves. Know yourself, and you will know that you are one with all the brethren upon Mount Zion. That is where the power is. That is where the blessing is. That is where the anointing is. That is where He has commanded blessings forever. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You rediscover your holy self. You know, people have asked me about prayers and fasting over the years. Since, and there are many books on prayers, there are many books on fasting. And you discover that most of these methods never ever work for anybody. They might seem to work for a moment. See, you might fast and pray. When I say fast in the natural sense, not eat, deny yourself food, and do certain things in this natural age, and actually get some benefits. Faith-wise, you can fast and increase your faith for a season to do certain things. You see it? But you discover that those things never actually lead man to the perfection that he desires. Praise God, hallelujah. It never leads man to the perfection that what he desires. Hallelujah. Praise God. Fasting today will be exercising yourself to realize your true holy self. Paul says that I may know him. That is a fast. That is your prayer, that I may know him. Because knowing him means realizing the kingdom, the glory, the power, and everything that is God's. That I may know him. Because he is the one that inherits the throne. A throne that never passes away. He inherits the kingdom. He rules upon the throne of the Father, that I may know him, that I may know my true holy self, which is the Christ. Hallelujah. That is where your fasting is. It's exercising yourself in this reality today. Learning to speak once more as that Holy One who is from the beginning. Walking as that Holy One. Confessing that Holy One. How do you confess the Holy One? You confess the Holy One by walking as the Holy One. Exercising yourself as the Holy One. Isaiah 58 says, a true fast is denying yourself, no more speaking your own words, no more doing your own pleasures, but you are now speaking the words of the Holy One. You are now exercising yourself, living as the Holy One. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Says, if you do the things that please me, not speaking your own words, but rather speaking my words, the words of the Holy One. Say, by faith, put on Christ. That is a fast. Put on Christ. That is a fast. It means you are now exercising yourself once more to walk as the man of the Spirit. The one who inherits all things. Daniel, in the book of Daniel chapter 10, fasted for about 20 days. And after these 20 days, he lifted up his eyes to behold this same holy self we are speaking about. This same one who appears as the Alpha and Omega to John thousands of years later. This same one who says that I am that I am. He appears to Daniel as an angel, as a servant. I told you in that realm that we are everything in that realm. In that realm you are a servant. In that realm you are a son. In that realm you are messengers. In that realm you are trees. In that realm you are everything. So he appears to him in Genesis chapter 10 after the fast. See it. You can see the fast that we fast today is to cause us to know him, to see the Lord in his glory and his beauty. And if you want to see the Lord, you'll be seeing him in yourself. You'll be seeing the Christ in you. You'll be experiencing the beauty of the endless life of the Christ in you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So you can see the prayer of Daniel actually in verse 10 is actually a piercing through of the ignorance of the human mind that is unable to comprehend the things of God. As you pray, you are piercing through. There is a breaking forth on the other side into the reality of the life of the Holy One, which is the Christ. Daniel saw the same figure that John would see thousands of years later. Hallelujah. After the fast, he lifted up his eyes in Daniel chapter 10 verse 5. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Ophir. His body was like beryl, which is transparent stone. His face as the appearance of lightning. His eyes as lamps of fire. His arms and his feet like a color of polished brass. And the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hid themselves. Praise God. Let's stop here. Now, you can see Daniel was still, he was seeing his holy self. He was seeing that same Holy One speaking with the voice of a multitude, with the voice of many waters. He was speaking one who is many-membered, the many-membered one, one body with many members, the Holy One of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is your prayers, that I may know him, that I may see him. If you want to see him, want to know him, you better, you awaken to your true identity. You'll be seeing the same image, because that is your image. Clothed in linen, the righteousness of the saints. Not the righteousness that is human made. It's not being religious. It has got nothing to do with our works as men. But a consciousness that is enveloped in the knowledge of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. This is the righteousness of the saints. The same covering. Depicting our holiness unto the Lord. Consecrated unto the name of the Lord. We live on account of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can see all the other things. We can't go much into this today. But you see that the eyes of this messenger that Daniel saw were like lamps of fire, speaking about spiritual insight. Spiritual insight. Praise God. Burning eyes, burning lamps of fire. Praise God. So that he can discern the Lord's body. Praise God. Now, you know, when the eyes are illumined, your eyes are open to begin to contemplate, behold the reality of the one and only body, which is the Lord's body. And you are a part of that body. That is your holy self. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul said that we are having problems today. Many people are having problems. They are sick. They are weak. They are dying. They are in poverty consciousness today because they are not recognizing the Lord's body. They are not discerning the Lord's body. Hallelujah. Bear it in mind that when your eyes are opened you will discover that besides the Lord, there is nothing else. When your eyes are illumined, you begin to know the meaning of Psalm 24, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. See, the Lord covers all in all. He fills all in all. His presence is like the waters that cover the seas. He's everywhere and everything. See, and you are part of that flow. You are intertwined with that flow. You are in the Lord. Praise God. And how can you know this except your eyes are illumined? Your eyes have to be open to see this reality, to walk in this reality. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So you can see Daniel had to break through the barrier of the carnal mind. See it through fasting. Our fast today is exercising ourselves in truth, exercising ourselves to walk in this reality by faith and not by sight. Praise God. Putting aside every false evidence that might present itself before us, anything that looks contrary to the knowledge of Christ, put it aside under the feet. Praise God. You have to develop that bronze shoe that burns in the furnace. So whenever the devil comes to accuse you, you just walk over the head of the devil. Praise God. With that bronze feet, no one can accuse you. No one can, you know, deceive you anymore. See, the devil, the liar, cannot rob you anymore of the knowledge of the Christ in you. Because you are perfect, whole, glorious, holy. Hallelujah. The way it is the way you are. Receive this message by faith. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Receive this message by faith. Let the voice of your Father lead you back unto your holiness, your perfect self. You are already perfect, holy from the beginning. All you need to do is to recognize your true nature, your true identity. Hallelujah. You have been before this world was, and you will always be. You are not of this world down below, but you are from above. Hallelujah. And that which is above all. And you continue on throughout the ages. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Lord. Thank the Lord. We thank God for the blood that has washed us up. By faith we know we are justified perfect. Hallelujah. Every handwriting against us has been blotted out by the blood. All the ordinances of religion, traditions of men, the beliefs and the lies of this age that spoke against us, that tried to keep us away from the love of God, has been abolished and destroyed forever. Mm-hmm. Today we say, Abba Father. Today we walk in the truth as sons of God, beloved of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Holy, without blame, without guile. Hallelujah. It's not tomorrow. Your holiness will not come tomorrow when something happens. Your holiness is now. As you begin to realize that I am my Father and one. As I begin to realize my holy self. As I arise to the voice of the truth is witnessing of the Christ in me. The truth is witnessing of my true identity. The truth is not, the Spirit is not here to teach us on other, religious order or whatever, but rather teaching us to walk in Christ consciousness. Teaching us and reminding us of our holy selves. Remember from whence you have fallen. Remember from the heights at the right hand of God, where you shine as the morning stars, brilliant, without guile, perfect, in glittering light garments. Walk in that identity, for that is you. To you, God be all the glory. Father, thank you, blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Thanks for this grace, for this love. The prayer of Paul is that I may know him. I may know him. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Today we have substance that is eternal. Substance that will never pass away. substance that remains forever. Even as he lives, so do we live. Forever and ever. In glory and in bliss. Thank you for entrance, Father. Blessed be your name, O King of glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. While we are praying, the Lord gave a nanny some visions for the church. Try to listen.
Praise the Lord. As we're listening to the message, the Lord showed me a type of a cone. From inside the cone come forth different colors, like colors of rainbows coming out from the cone. That was the first vision. As we finished the message, as a pastor was praying, I saw a door. The door, at the entrance of the door, it was decorated with palm trees, the leaves from the top to the bottom. And from inside, you could not see the end. It's infinite. You can see the passage, but you could not see the
end.
An infinite passageway.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will show my people visions and dreams. See, this is the prophecy of Joel. See, it says that in the last days, where people will see visions and dreams. I'll pour my spirit on all flesh, and you shall see visions and dreams. Praise God. There are different forms of visions, different forms of dreams. They all come to confirm the words that we speak and testify of the Christ in us. Praise God. All these gifts of the Spirit are there to simply confirm us in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. She first of all saw a cone, and out of this cone, you know, where came forth lightnings, you know, light, different colors, you know, colors of rainbows, praise God. And that speaks of the wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge, the light of God, praise God, that is coming forth in this hour out of his vessels, declaring the mystery of Christ. She also saw a door, and a door with palm trees, a decoration of palms around this door. And when she looked through this door, there was a passageway, an infinite passageway. In reality, that passageway, infinite passageway, goes into eternity. Praise God, and understand that that door is something that we have shared over and over again. A door is open for every man in heaven. Praise God, as you hear this voice, Jesus Christ says, I'm that door. A door into God, a door into eternity, a door into God's realm. See it, and this is what this message we hear today confirms that our holy self, the Christ in us, the holy self, my true identity is actually the opening into that dimension, that blessed dimension that is God's. Remember in the book of Revelation chapter 4, John saw the same door. And John was taken through this door, and when he went through this door, he saw one seated on a throne in heaven. Let us understand that as we discover our holy self, Jesus Christ is on the door, we're actually giving access through that same door into God's glory, where we can reign in the fullness of God's glory. We can sit on that throne, you know, we can walk as Him and do everything that pertains to the Father, because I am the Father and I want. We thank God for all His words today, and the Lord give us the grace to keep these words, you know, and to obey them, to continue in them. In Jesus' name, blessed be the name of the Father. Amen.
sky shall unfold, preparing hills and trunks, the stars shall applaud him with thunder abroad. Shall enhance those are waiting. We shall be hold. There things to face. We shall be. We shall be whole, face to face, all of his glory. We shall be whole, be whole. Shall be
whole. We shall be
whole. Face to face. Our Savior, our Lord. Shall be changed in the morning.